Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us about Rabbi Jonathan Kahn and the mystery of Ishmael.
Yes. Well, you know, as we're talking about, you know, what's going on in the Middle East, a lot of times it's like we see the surface issue, but we don't understand the fact that what we're seeing right now is nothing more than basically a family issue that took place thousands of years ago between Isaac and Ishmael. To hear Jonathan Kahn bring such a clarity, you're going to understand with so much understanding why what we're seeing now in headlines. Listen right now.
The mystery of Ishmael.
Yes. Now, this is prophetic. This has affected every one of our lives. I mean, to this day, you're talking about news reports, is all linked to a mystery that goes back to the tents of Abraham. And it's amazing. The whole world, the peace of the world hangs on a mystery that happened in Abraham. I mean, this desert dweller tent with these two sons. And it's behind everything from Islam to Muhammad to Osama bin Laden to Yasser Arafat to the threats on America, all the way back to Abraham's tent. I mean, really, every answer is in the Bible. I mean, Bible explains everything. And so we go back to Abraham. Abraham, Genesis, God gives him the promise, I will give you a son. A great nation will come from you. But as we know, Sarah comes up with an idea. Well, God's not doing it, so you know what? We got to help God out, and that's always a danger sign. We're going to help God out, and you go into the handmaid Hagar, and you'll have a baby through her because I can't have a baby. So he does, and what happens comes out, Ishmael. Here's Abraham's firstborn son, Ishmael. Now, Ishmael, you know, is there. Now, we're going to keep in mind, he is there for years before there's anybody else. He is viewed as the heir to Abraham. I mean, when God speaks to Abraham and says, I'm going to do a great thing, what Abraham says is, yes, Ishmael will be the one. So everybody thought it was Ishmael. Everybody thought Ishmael was the one of the promise, including Abraham, Hagar had to have, Sarah had to have. So they thought this was the way. So he's growing up as the one. Now, at one point, God gives a prophecy concerning Ishmael. Now, God promises God will make Ishmael a great nation as well. He'll give him much. But he also says he'll be wild. He also says his sword will be against everybody. His hand will be against everybody. So it's going to be a wild kind of thing going on there with Ishmael. But he's going to be blessed. But the thing is, but keep in mind, now here's what happens. Then, all of a sudden, God comes back and says, now, no, you, Sarah, old Sarah, you are going to have a baby. And Sarah says, laughs, and God says, Sarah, why'd you laugh? And Sarah says, I didn't laugh. He says, no, you did. And the name of the baby is going to be called Laughter, because they laughed. So in Hebrew, that's Yitzhak, which is Isaac. So you have Ishmael, and you have Isaac. Now, what happens with this thing? What happens is, because of the conflict between the two sons, it comes to a point where Sarah says, and then God says, no, Abraham, it's okay, it's my will. You're going to have to send away Hagar and Ishmael. Okay, so Hagar and Ishmael go away to the desert. God takes care of them and gives a promise again. He confirms, I'm going to make a great nation. But think of something. We don't usually think about this. Imagine you're Ishmael, okay? You're Ishmael, and you're growing up as the beloved son of your father. And then all of a sudden comes another child. Now, sibling rivalry is a problem to begin with, but here's another child. Now he's the one. So first of all, what are you going to be feeling? Probably jealousy, probably resentful. Then you lose everything. When you're about 13, you lose everything. You lose the birthright. You lose your inheritance. You lose your father. You lose all that honored position. You lose all that. What is that going to, and he's just becoming a teenager now. What is that going to do to him? What's that going to do to his being? What's that? And from him come much of the Arab peoples, as we know. Now, let me just say something, the mystery, who is it today? Now, there's some who say, no, there's no question, from Ishmael came the Ishmaelites. From the Ishmaelites, there's no question that the blood of the Ishmaelites is throughout the Arab world, whether there's also other blood as well. But we have ancient records from the Babylonians, even from the Assyrians, that link up the Ishmaelites with the Arab peoples. We even have records of Arab peoples before Muhammad, before Islam came, where they said, we are the children of Ishmael. Before, Ishmael, not when Muhammad came, he said, I'm from Ishmael, we're from Ishmael. So Now, no matter what, they've taken up the mantle of Ishmael. But the point is, that number one, in the Arab, by the way, the Arab civilization had some great, wonderful things, and I love Arab people, and I love when they get saved. You know, one of my greatest blessings as a Jewish believer is to find an Arab believer who loves the Lord. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. Amen. But there's a mystery going on throughout history. You have the people here, you know, and clearly the blood of Ishmael is there in among the Arabic world, and the mantle of Ishmael, they've taken up. You know, if you read the Quran, it focuses a lot on Ishmael. It says Ishmael is the one. It says Ishmael, not Isaac. It says Abraham offered up Ishmael. You know, it says Ishmael and Hagar, they came to Mecca. And then Ishmael died in Mecca. You know, the whole thing. So you've got this whole Ishmael thing going on, the spirit of Ishmael, all that. Now, but to understand this, what does this reveal? Number one, about what's happening. Number one, God says, I will make a great nation. So God said that way back 4,000 years ago. He's done it. The Arab peoples are one of the most populous peoples in the world, number one. Mm-hmm. But number two, also, it's telling you from Genesis, from the tents of Abraham, that the destiny of the Arab people is linked to the Jewish people. They're all there together. That's why there's a link between, you know, Arabs and Jews are cousins. You know, you wouldn't know it because the enemy so destroyed this thing, so used it. But in the end, they're going to be back together. You know, in the end, there's a good ending to this. In the end of the story, you have Isaac and Ishmael actually together burying Abraham at the end. That's kind of a foreshadow. But right now, you have they're linked to Ishmael. But what else do you see? You have among this, you have Ishmael. Think about him. He lost his father. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you have in Islam? You have God has no son. They cannot call God father. The Quran, it calls them the merciful, cannot call God father. What? Because they lost the father years ago. And it's kind of like saying, well, if we don't have the father, nobody has a father. You look at the Temple Mount, what do you see? It says, on the Temple Mount, on that dome, it says, God has no son. You know, so it's so much, so it's going to be against anyone who says, I'm a child of God. God is my daddy. It's going to be against all that. It's going to be against Isaac, going to be against all that. Also, at this, you want to look at all these things. There's a rage in much of this history. In much of, not all, but in much of Arabic history, much of Islamic, there's a rage, there's a fear. Why? Because the answer's in Ishmael. Ishmael would have a rage from that time on. He would have an anger from that time on. He'd have a resentment. One of the things about in this, you see this spirit in terrorism. It's a resentment about anybody who has privilege. It's a resentment of anyone who says, I'm loved. It's a resentment against the Jewish. But why? Why against the Jewish people? Because that's Isaac. You know. So it's Ishmael and Isaac. And it's also about America. Because, first of all, if you're born again, if you're a Christian, your link is through Isaac. Your link is through Isaac. Messiah is the son of the Father. He's the beloved of the Father. So there's going to be a war against that as well. There's going to be a war against America because you have all that together. You have Jew, you have Christian, and you have what looks like blessing. So you've got all that. So therefore, when you have all those factors that are all explained in the tents of Abraham, you've got a spirit that says, I'm the outcast one. So that leads to radicalism. That leads to, I can't get it this way, so I'm going to get it this way. I'm going to get it by the sword. I'm going to get it by, I'm going to take it back. Why is there such a focus on the land of Israel? It's all there in that mystery. Why? Because that was the inheritance of Isaac from Abraham. That's what Ishmael thought should have been his, the land of Israel. Now, the Arab people have much more land, have gigantic areas. They only just don't have, but there's a concern about this little land. Because that's what Ishmael lost in his mind. That's what he lost. It's the land of Israel. What also was the promise? The covenants. You know, all that came from Abraham to Isaac. The covenants, the revelation of God, that came through Isaac, came through Israel. So what did Ishmael do? Well, we're going to have our own revelation. We're going to have our own. We're going to have our own religion. We're going to have our, and we're going to take back everything. And we're going to say they all belong to us. Now we take the prophets. We take the Jesus, but we'll call him a prophet. We'll take everything you have, but we'll say we'll make it, and we're better. We've got more. That's exactly the spirit of Ishmael.
It matters. Mm-hmm. It matters how you follow God's instructions, and that you don't help God out by doing something else. You know, think about it. All the problems that they're facing in the Middle East was because somebody felt, Sarah, that, you know, that they're going to help, and Abraham, they're going to help God out fulfill what he wanted to do in them and through them. And it's so important that we just say, God, what is it that you want to do? I'll wait on you. And I won't try to do this because, you know, right now we're seeing all of this conflict still unfold. And I believe that, you know, there's going to be revival all through the Middle East. In fact, they say that in Iran, there's so many believers, you know, Christians in Iran, and many Iranians are coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's easy sometimes for us in the church to just look at Israel and neglect so many of the Arab people, you know, in the Middle East. Listen, I want you to ask God to burden you for a heart for the Arab people, that God would save them, that God would bring them into the family, and that all just, they would come to know him. They would come to know him. And I believe there's a revival coming in the Middle East. It's going to be unparalleled. And that's going to be a wonderful, beautiful thing. Because you got to imagine, it is the Father's heart. It is the Father's heart for them to come to a saving knowledge and really to see the entire wave hit the entire just world, really globally.
You know, and as I hear these words, I'm reminded of Romans 1:16, and it says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentiles. The world sees different Gentiles, but the Bible says only one Gentile. Either we're Jewish or we're not. And it's just like, you might be Arab right now, and it's like you've been told your whole life that you can't call God Father. Well, you can, and his son, Jesus Christ, died for you, and he loves you, and he's got a plan for your life.
Listen, we want to take this time to pray for you. We encourage you, please pray for us. Let's go to prayer.
Yes.
God, we just thank you again for this amazing opportunity to be here with our viewers. And Lord, we just lift up the entire Middle East to you right now.
Yes.
Father, we pray that you will send revival, that you would send an awakening, Lord, not just to Israel, Lord, but all the Arab nations that surround Israel, Lord. We pray over Iran and Egypt and Lebanon, Lord, and Saudi Arabia, God, and Afghanistan and Iraq, Lord, and Libya. And we just say, Lord, send the third great awakening that starts in America, but let it spread all around the world, Lord, to Syria, Lebanon, Yemen. And we just say more, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.